Welcome to Just a Minute, this delightful and utterly impossible game in which I ask my four guests to show off their verbal dexterity and ingenuity as they try to keep going on a subject I give them. And we have today four fine wordsmiths, somebody who has excelled himself as a stand-up comedian on improvisation, that is Tony Hawks. And beside Tony, a comedian who has excelled herself in every sense of the word, original and popular, Joe Brand. And on my left, another man whose comedy performance as an after-dinner speaker is par excellence, that is Giles Brandreth. And another comedy performer, writer, and a much-loved comedian, that is Peter Jones. Please welcome all four of them. Ridiculously simple as you do start trying to play the game. They have to speak for just a minute if they can on a subject that I give them, and they try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. Let's see how well they do today as we start the show with Tony Hawks. Oh, Tony, I've just realized something. The subject is so apt for today because it is St. George's Day. So please talk about St. George's Day starting now.
I had no idea that today is St. George's Day, but nonetheless I'm happy to talk on that subject, Nicholas. I don't know very much about St. George. I believe he had a bit of a fight with a dragon and did quite well. And that's obviously a big qualification for life. It's always good to be able to fight these kind of animals and win. 23rd of April, I think it is today, and what I mentioned, I bet you.
Giles Brandreth, you challenge.
Well, there was a bit of a hesitation and a repetition of today.
Right. You always rub it in, don't you, Giles? One challenge is quite sufficient. Oh, you don't have to have two faults. Right. He did hesitate. So that means Giles Brandreth has the subject. He gets a point for a correct challenge. He takes over St. George's Day, and there are 39 seconds available starting now.
I say that George has had his day. Let's hear it for Alban. Or even better, given today's date, let us hear it for William Shakespeare, the Bard of Avon.
Peter, you've challenged.
Yes, it was deviating.
No, he wasn't. He repeated himself. Let's hear it for.
Oh, you did? Well, so I thought you were deviating, talking about William Shakespeare and St. Albans and things
well,
like
see,
that.
Let him have it. But the point is that St. George's Day is also the birthday.
Let him have it.
He's so dictating to you. He's patronising you.
I'm patronising you.
Yes, yes.
I'm showing respect to him.
That's all right.
I've heard you say that.
Sometimes saying let him have it can get you into trouble.
Yes, I think a lot of people don't know that some people want to drop St. George as our patron saint and bring in this other character. What's his name, St. Alban?
Alban. Or indeed William Shakespeare, whose birthday it is today.
Absolutely. There's been that. Are you part of that pressure group?
No, I'm not.
Then why are you talking about
it? Well, if you allow me a few extra seconds, I'll explain.
No, I won't. I'm going to give it to Peter Jones because he had a correct challenge. Peter, you get a point for a correct challenge, and you have 28 seconds to tell us something about St. George's Day, starting now.
Well, he was called just George before he had this skirmish with the dragon. There's a statue of him and the dragon and a horse just at the end of our road. And the horse is obviously terrified. As is this animal that he encountered and kept the... Oh, dear.
A very lovely extended hesitation.
Oh, charmingly put, Joe. You've
really
been
nice.
So
yes,
generous.
Well, right. Doing, really, to get that.
So, Joe, a correct challenge. A point for that, of course, and it's still St. George's Day, and there are 7 seconds available starting now.
I think we should...
Who challenged? Peter Jones.
Hesitation.
You're becoming very keen.
But, she did take a long time starting.
I know.
Oh,
I
she
know.
Does, you know. She does.
Peter, yes, I'm going to give it to you. You have a great challenge. 5 seconds on St. George's Day, starting now.
Well, I've enjoyed it so far. And I think I might enjoy...
And, Joe, you've challenged
I think you did an even lovelier hesitation then.
No, I just paused for a moment.
No, I think he was trying to write...
I just paused for a moment at the beginning of my one. He's got a nice cardigan on there.
He's only got half a second to go. And whoever speaks when the whistle goes gets an extra point. Peter Jones, keep going for half a second, starting now.
Well...
So, that extra point was won by Peter Jones, and you won't be surprised to hear that he's got a commanding lead at the end of the round. Joe Brand, take the next round, please. The subject is families. Tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now.
Philip Larkin wrote a very concise poem about what your parents do to you. I can't repeat it now, obviously, because it has a rude word in it. I actually prefer Billy Bragg's version, which goes, they tuck you up for your mum and dad. It's quite sweet, isn't it, really?
And, Giles, you have a chance.
Charming. Repetition of Mum and Dad, who introduced earlier on in the reference to Philip Larkin, and then came again when in the tuck you up
version. I thought I said pair.
You said parents, didn't she? Think.
Well, aren't parents a mum and dad?
Yeah, they are. But you know so well, Giles, you can't repeat the words, but you can use different words, and that's the whole art of playing just a minute.
I lost a point.
No, you haven't lost a point, you just have given a point.
Oh, I like to give a point to a lovely lady.
Yes, right. So,
where is she, then? Where is that lovely
lady? That is an
lady?
Incorrect challenge, and therefore it means whoever is speaking then gets an extra point, and it was not an extra point, you get a point for a wrong challenge. Joe, and you keep the subject, it's families, and there are 44 seconds available starting now.
I come from a family, most of us do, I think you'll find. I have two brothers, and rather than my parents tucking me up, and I've just said parents again, my life is over. Bye.
Too much tucking up there, so...
Oh, I'm tucking up as well. Right.
Yeah. No, too many parents.
A point to you, Tony, a point to you. Families is with you, 35 seconds available, starting now.
Christmas is a wonderful opportunity for parents to get together, and families, of course. They should already be together, the mum and dad.
Yes.
Nurse?
Right, Giles, your challenge?
Yes, every single word was a repetition.
Oh, don't be so ridiculous,
well,
yes.
But there were a few repetitions.
There were, yes. You have families which you want desperately, I know that. So go on the subject, and there are 28 seconds starting now. Are you challenged, Peter?
Hesitation.
Absolutely. Got your buzzing finger back again. It's working wonderfully, Peter.
Thank you.
Tell us something about families in 26 seconds, starting now.
Happy families are all very similar in a number of respects. Unhappy families differ, and they have a number of ways in which they do. Some are argumentative, selfish, and they won't do any housework, as well I know from personal experience, and they will not wash up. That's what I object to. They use the plates. As soon as they come through the front door, they go to the fridge and tear everything out of it.
Gain an extra point for doing so, and has increased his lead at the end of the round. And Giles Brandreth, your turn to begin. Will you tell us something about this subject, jobs for the boys? I must remind some viewers who maybe haven't heard of it before that they can repeat, not in the word, but if there's a number of words, they can repeat them together or separately if they wish. Giles, carry on. 60 seconds as usual. Jobs for the boys, starting now.
When I was a child and I told my father that I intended to make a career out of wearing ridiculous jumpers on television and collecting teddy bears, he said, these are not jobs for the boys. This is something silly that you want to do. And consequently, when I reached the age of 40, to please him, I became a member of parliament. And then I discovered that jobs for the boys meant something quite different. More to do with snouts in the trough. And I'm all right, Jack. And I've now become something of a connoisseur of the concept of jobs for the boys, which means looking after your own, your chums, people who are around you. It is, I suppose, an indictment of the world in which we live that there is so much corruption, iniquity, decrepitude, and all these other terrible things that go along with jobs for the boys. It's a horrible world, but as the philosopher said...
No, Peter, you challenged.
I think he's insulting the country. I'm not going to stand and sit here and listen to that diatribe against the people who are doing their level best in the House of Commons and the House of Lords to keep us, surviving in this hostile world.
So what's your challenge, Peter?
Deviation. And,
deviation from what, though?
Treason.
Peter, we love your idea. I'm going to give you a bonus point for the idea of the treason, because everybody enjoyed it. But strictly speaking, he wasn't deviating from the subject on the card. So Giles gets a point for being interrupted. He keeps jobs for the boys. 14 seconds starting now.
As the philosopher said, no matter how eloquently a dog may bark, he cannot tell you that his parents were poor but honest, which is my way of saying that jobs for the boys is something that one should avoid getting involved with because it leads to a pernicious and indeed reprehensible...
Charles Brandreth began with the subject and actually finished with the subject. He was interrupted once. He got 1 point for the interruption and 1 point for speaking when the whistle went. And what has happened? Well, he's in second place. And Peter Jones is still in a strong lead. And Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin the subject, Saints and Sinners. Tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now.
Saints, as St. Augustine said, are to be praised, but the sins are to be condemned. He was a great man for quotes, as for instance, when he said, Lord, give me chastity, but not yet. And everybody enjoys that.
Pete, Tony, you challenge.
Deviation, I don't enjoy chastity.
What about hesitation?
Yeah, hesitation.
Right.
Well.
So, Saints and Sinners is with you, and 37 seconds, 38 starting now.
What an apt day to be talking about saints with it being St. George's Day. And one of my favourite nights of the year is to enjoy celebrating this saint. But I'm not a saint.
Joe Brown has challenged.
Talking rubbish. So I mean, I'm not claiming I can do any better when I start off again, but he was... bumbling.
He was bumbling, yes.
But
I think he was deviating from Saints and Sinners.
I nearly said day again, you see, and then I got
I know.
Myself.
It's so difficult, isn't it? Doesn't matter how much you think about it as you're going along, you get tripped up. 29 seconds.
Oh,
Joe.
I'm
29. 29. I've never let anybody come on the show and get absolutely turned off at the idea of having so many seconds to go.
Well, I do.
Yeah. 29 seconds. Do your best. Saints and Sinners, Joe, starting now.
Saints is another name for Southampton football team, and they're doing very badly at the moment. They're bottom of the league, and I don't know any more about them, so I'm going to keep talking rubbish until perhaps someone...
And Giles has challenged.
I felt there was a woman in distress sending out signals.
And you picked up the signal? Hesitation or deviation, Saints and Sinners. Yes, with you, 17 seconds, Giles, starting now.
Saints and Sinners is the name of a charitable luncheon club that exists in London, which I once addressed most unsuccessfully. Indeed, the audience threw buns at me. I went on speaking, and consequently they dipped the bread into the wine to make it more solid and flung some more. As I continued, they then put tenpenny coins into the buns.
Not many people come on the show and tell us about their difficult shows that they did. They usually talk about the successful ones. But Giles did that, kept going till the whistle went, gained an extra point, and he's creeping up on Peter Jones, who's still in the lead. And Peter, that was Saints and Sinners. Tony Hawks, it's your turn to begin. Oh, here's a nice subject. Chicken vindaloo. There's a good hot subject for you, Tony. Go on it, if you can. 60 seconds starting now.
Last night I went out in Birmingham and had a curry with Barry Cryer, and I ate a chicken vindaloo, and I think Jo Brand can bear witness to that fact as she sits alongside me now. Quite a meal it was. Magnificent in every respect, and I enjoyed it very much. Not the...
Jo, you've challenged.
I can bear witness to that. Could I be moved over to the other side? Peter, can I come and sit next to you?
Yeah, sure.
Joe, what I like to do on these occasions when we get a lovely challenge, well, it's not a challenge, a lovely interjection like that, is to give a bonus point for that. But as Tony was interrupted, he gets a point for being interrupted. He keeps the subject chicken vindaloo, and you have 42 seconds starting now.
Vindaloo, of course, was one of the pop songs used for the World Cup in France. I never quite followed the lyrics. It didn't have chicken vindaloo in it, but I think if they had have done it, would have been a bigger hit and might have made number one, as opposed to the one by Badil and Newman, which reached that slot. I will often go and have a chicken vindaloo with my nephews, Derek and Clive, whoever.
I sense a deviation here. Not only do I know that he eats chicken vindaloo, but I know his family quite well. And there is no Derek and Watson in his family. It's a deviation.
Well, I don't know whether...
Am I right? Challenge him. Ask him. Has he got a nephew and a niece and a cousin? And a...
I have their birth certificates with me.
He has. Oh. Well, that's a deviation in itself, to go around with your own nephew and niece's birth certificates. Man should be arrested.
Neither of them are my nieces. Derek and Clive are both boys.
Well, it's getting worse.
I think we can move into the world of fantasy in just a minute, and as long as we keep going and don't hesitate to repeat. So you may know that he's devious. I don't know that he hasn't got those two nephews. So I'm going to be generous and say you have the benefit of the doubt on this occasion, Tony. Keep going on Chicken Vindaloo. 22 seconds, starting now.
My brother has over 300 children. It's difficult to keep track of all the names. Now, I once ate a... Don't judge hope.
Yes, you've got him this time.
I think there was a touch of hesitation. Yes.
I think it was a guilty conscience obviously. After the 300 children. That was devious. Right. And who challenged them?
I did. Now, he said, I once ate a dong tai chu, and that's a Chinese dish.
14 seconds. Giles, with you. Chicken Vindaloo starting now.
Chicken Vindaloo is a game played by children in the streets of Delhi, where the little lads line up on one side of the road and attempt to run across before being actually hit by a passing camel. I have seen this dangerous game being...
Peter, camel? Challenge. Hmm? Peter, challenge.
I have, yes.
Right.
It's a very slow, a very long wire between this and the bell.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to get through,
yes.
You know.
Elephants, tigers.
There are camels on the road from Delhi to Agra. But, I mean, it's obviously you're in charge.
But they're not actually. Camels are not rushing down the road every single day.
Have you ever been spat at by a camel?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Yes, my nephews have, anyway.
Peter.
Yes.
We were very quick on your challenge, so... Yes. You've got in, actually, with half a second to go on Chicken Vindaloo, starting now.
The camels are very infrequent.
Was attempted to speak then as the whistle went and always increased his lead at the end of the round. Giles Brand in second place and equal in third place, Joe Brand and Tony Hawks. And Joe Brand, your turn to begin. The subject, counselling. I think you know something about this. Can you talk on the subject in 60 seconds, starting now?
As an ex-psychiatric nurse, I do indeed know about counselling, but different types of people need different types of counselling. And I said, type twice. What is the matter with you?
Well, you mustn't draw attention to it, Joe, because sometimes they can be generous and let you continue.
Oh, OK. Can you be generous and let me continue?
It's too late.
Of course I can. So, well, I'll tell you what, I'll make a mistake after about 6 seconds.
All right.
And you pick up on it.
Right. 51 seconds, Tony. Counselling starting now.
I often require counselling myself. I know that you will find this difficult to believe. I seem such...
Peter, challenge.
Well, I believe it. I should go tomorrow if I were you.
Peter,
yes.
Give me a bonus point for that interjection.
Oh, thank you.
I'm getting muddled between interjection and
I don't often get a point for an interjection.
Well, interruption then.
All right.
You get a bonus point for what you said because the audience enjoyed it so much. You have a point because you were interrupted, Tony, and you have 45 seconds to keep going on. Counselling starting now.
Having imaginary nephews is a severe problem, and I talk this...
Yes.
Having imaginary nephews? Now they're imaginary. A moment ago he had this... It's deviant.
Yes,
well,
that
that's
is
why
deviation.
I need counselling.
That is deviation, because he did establish before they were real. Now he's established that they are imaginary. So that is definitely deviation. So, one or the other, which doesn't matter which way, you have got the subject. 41 seconds counselling with you, Giles, starting now.
When I was a Member of Parliament, I found that my Friday evening surgeries in the constituency turned into counselling sessions. I was a kind of unpaid related advisor, housing associate and doormat. People used to enjoy coming in and walking all over me and then telling me all their problems about which...
Why have you challenged him?
His life's too sad. They were throwing buns at him last week. Has he ever had a nice day?
Don't come out and bring the sad part of his life into the show, doesn't it? So think about just a minute. So much of one's real life is revealed here. Tony, let's hear something more about your life and counselling, and there are 24 seconds starting now.
You sit down on the sofa, sometimes you lie there, and the man runs through your childhood with you, telling you...
why have you challenged you?
Sexism. Yep. The man runs through your childhood.
That's a good point.
A good point, yes.
He happened to be a man.
Does that fit into deviation?
Well, it's good enough, because you said you were going to give it back to you, because we want to hear from you on the subject that you know more about than any of us. And 17 seconds available. Counselling, Joe, starting now.
For example, if I was counselling Giles, I'd say it's very simple, don't be a Tory anymore. and one little clap from the audience. Thank you very much. Thank you. There are...
Not a landslide, is it? Thank you.
First time somebody in this show has kept going with interjections from the audience. And
well, it was sort of applause by rote. It was like...
It was nothing to do with...
It's great.
It was nothing to do with counselling, though. No. But nobody challenged her, so she kept going, got that point for speaking when the whistle went, and it's pretty even, Stevens. Only 1 point separates all of them. 6, 7, 8... and 10, 2 points in everything. And Peter, I think it's your turn to begin, isn't it? No, it's Giles Brander's turn. Oh, bangers. What a lovely subject. I love my bangers.
Bangers.
Bangers, yes. Bangers, sausages, bangers and mash. What a lovely subject. But it's just bangers. 60 seconds starting now.
I've had a few bangers in my time, including, well, a motor car, a Volkswagen that was collapsing, a...
Tony.
His life's too sad. I mean, when's something good going to happen in it?
Wait till you hear about the third banger.
Oh, right. Yes. Carry on.
With a man with all your happy family and married life and all these disasters, it's amazing. Tony, you got in with the correct challenge.
I was being silly. I think he should carry on. Well, I want to hear about his third banger.
Right. Third banger, 51 seconds starting now.
Well, I also had a hot, salty sausage and met a girl called Flossie Mossop, who was, in her own way, something of a banger, in that she worked at a factory where she made the doors for the aforementioned vehicle, and consequently her role was to be a banger attached...
I think he's made a word up there, consequently.
Deviation from English as we understand it, or is it...
I think there was a hesitation or a stumble or something. Yeah.
No, I think deviation from the English language as we understand it. So, Tony, correct challenge. You've now got in with 33 seconds on bangers, starting now.
Sunday lunchtimes, I like to eat bangers and mash. I know that's not necessarily the traditional dish eaten at that time, but I do it nonetheless, and who's going to stop me? It's a free country. If you want to put bangers on your plate and some spuds there, go ahead and do it, I say. Don't let people dictate to you what you put on...
Peter, you challenged.
Yes, well, I'm very pleased to know that he's going to see a counsellor, because he's... he is obviously hyper-aggressive and a worry to all his family, nephews and all.
Have you got a challenge within the rules of just a minute?
Yes.
Yes.
What is it?
It's repetition.
A repetition of what?
Putting on the plate.
I don't mind, at least it wasn't treason.
So, well, listen, Peter, you jumped in there like a dose of salt, right? And you've got 16 seconds to tell us something about bangers, starting now.
Yes, they are very nice. I eat vegetarian sausages because I don't like pork, since I once was on location on a farm where they bred pigs. And they had such a ghastly life that I thought I will never be part of this ghastly organisation again. And I've never had.
Well done. So in spite of the ghastly that came up with 1 second ago, they let it go, so Peter was still speaking when the whistle went. And you have increased your lead at the end of the round, Peter. And who is going to speak next? Peter Jones, you actually begin the next round. It is, well, not that he actually begins it, but I mean, what I mean to say is, it's his turn to begin. So, and I think this is also going to be the last round. It's very close still. Peter's just in the lead. Anything can still happen. Let's see as we go on red tape. Yes, that's a good subject, Peter. Red tape, starting now.
Red tape is the kind of material that people used to wrap round, if they were members of Parliament, the papers and scrolls and things that they carried from one place to another. And it was usually identified as bureaucracy, and a very tedious business it was. It's used now to describe a lot of performances that have to be gone through in order to get anywhere in Parliament. And I'm sure Giles...
Yes, Giles, it's
a petition of Parliament.
Of Parliament.
Oh, yes,
Parliament,
that's
before.
Right.
So, yes. And there are 33 seconds for you to tell us something about red tape. You must know quite a bit about that, Giles. Tell us. 33 seconds starting now.
Peter is indeed correct that in the House of Commons there is much red tape, most of it, interestingly enough, hanging from the coat hangers. As you enter the members' cloakroom, you will find something to hang your clothes...
Tony, you challenged.
I think there was a hesitation.
There was, because he was still searching for an alternative word.
I was.
You were. 19 seconds for you to tell us something about red tape, Tony, starting now.
Every time you fill out an insurance form, you have to go through reams of paper, and it's all red tape. Is it really necessary, I ask myself. I tell my counsellor this during my sessions. Why must we do all of this writing on these bits of paper?
and TV challenge.
What does your counsellor do while you're talking to yourself?
Takes £75 an hour.
I know, it's amazing. Have you got any challenge within the rules of Just a Minute, Peter?
No, not within the rules of Just a Minute.
Well, we enjoy the interruption.
So oh, well, good. I'm glad. That. Thank
you. But you get a point for being interrupted, Tony, and you keep going. There are 3 seconds available. Red tape starting now.
I had a Kate Bush tape and I covered it in...
Joe Brander's challenge.
I think that shows how disturbed he is.
I know once before you've said, Joe, all your ambition on this show is to get in with 2 seconds or 1 second to go.
I know, but
and you've achieved it. You've achieved it. There's only 1 second left.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm sure Tony will be generous and give it to you, won't you?
I am disturbed. You should have it.
Well, I am coming last. It's all right. I'm not going to catch up with
you. No, there's no one last in the show. You're just coming
forth. Yeah, there is me.
No. Joe, we're all winners.
You have 1 second to tell us something about red tape, Joe, starting now.
Bureaucracy is another...
That last mini-flourish brought that round to an end and also brought the show to a close. And as I said before, yes, they're all winners in this show, but some get 1 or 2 points more than others. And today, it has been this man over there who's got most points. So we say, Peter Jones, you're the winner! So, it only remains for me to thank our 4 exciting and intrepid players of the game. Tony Hawks, Joe Brand, Giles Brandreth, Peter Jones. From them, from me, Nicholas Parsons. Hope you've enjoyed it. Be with us next time we play Just a Minute. Till then, goodbye.